I wanted to take a minute to pay tribute to my father, in that I guess the best way to say it is that we had a broken relationship. I frankly put was not the son he was looking for, and he wasn't the father I was looking for. But in a broken relationship, I've realized over the years, there doesn't have to be a bad guy. It's just sometimes there are two people that don't need to be in the same room together. My father was a spectacular human being. He got his bachelor's degree in agriculture from Auburn, his master's degree from the University of Miami, and he was a bank president. He would go to 5 banks one day a week. Imagine how that must have been. But the broken part comes in that he wanted the same thing for me. He wanted college degrees and suits, and he wanted me to work in the business world. And I'm actually lucky in that I realized at a very early age that that was not for me. That's not what I wanted. And so I pushed back, and that caused dissension in the ranks. Years later, I always wanted my father, who I loved dearly, I always wanted him to be proud of me. And because I didn't want to become what he wanted, that seemed far-fetched. Many, many years down the road, I was in my radio career, and my goal was to make it to major market, which obviously I did. But to do that, you've got to move town to town. Each new job every year or 2 years is hopefully a market larger for a little more money. And I had been working on my air quote act on AM, and this was 82, and all the kids were listening to FM. So my next job landed me in Montgomery, Alabama, which was the state capital. And I started doing my afternoon show, and it was a huge smash. I was a star. I couldn't go to the mall. It would cause a problem. My father also happened to be living in Montgomery at that time. He now had taken a job with the state as the head of land development, and he had a chance to see me become successful. And it made him very, very proud. And I knew that because he was now proud, I knew it would be a big thing for him if I had him on the radio on his birthday. And we chatted about whatever. And then I said to him at the end, I said, Luther, let me play you a birthday song. What do you want to hear? And he said, well, you don't have the kind of songs I like. And I said, well, try me. I got a lot of songs. And he said, I kind of like that Bridge Over Troubled Water. So I played it for him. If you just joined us, I'm speaking about my relationship with my father, who was an extremely successful man. He was a World War II veteran. He was in the Navy. He was at Pearl Harbor when the Japanese bombed. He stood on the deck of the Maryland, and he watched the Arizona burn and roll into the water. So years later, I was living in California when the movie Pearl Harbor was about to come out, the Ben Affleck film. And I thought, wouldn't it be great if Matthew and I, who was 12 at the time, flew to Alabama and we took him to see this movie? So I called him and he said, yeah, that'd be great. I said, we're going to see it. So I'm going to come take you. Don't see it. So Matt and I flew. We got to the hotel. I called him. I said, okay, so there's a screening tomorrow at 2. We'll pick you up. We'll go to lunch and we'll see the movie together. Grandfather, father and son. How great could it be? And he said, yeah, I'd like to see it again. I'm embarrassed to this day about the way I reacted because I hung up on him. And I refused to see the film. We had flown across the country for nothing. And in light, I shouldn't have done that. The next morning, excuse me. The next morning, Matt and I were having breakfast and we were speaking. And Matt put his fork down and he said, you know that you came here for more reasons than just to show him a movie. You came here to clear the air and to say goodbye. And you need to go do that. So I stood up. I said, let's go. And Matt said, not me. You. So I went. I'm sorry. Hang on just a second. I went. And he continued to apologize for seeing the movie. And again, I feel badly about the way I reacted. We went outside. We were sitting on the patio, which, by the way, he built. And we're not talking. And so I said something like, I wish we could have had a better relationship. And he then told me a story that I remembered the incident, but I'd never heard his side of it. I was very much into chores. I had to cut the grass and wash the cars and polish his shoes and take out the trash. And one day he told me to rake the leaves. We had 50 trees in our yard. I knew I couldn't do it, so I didn't. He woke me up on a Saturday morning and he said sternly, rake the leaves. So I got out there and I worked at it. I'd gotten about an eighth of the yard done and there was no way I was going to move it. It just was too heavy. I heard the side door open and close, and it was him. He came out and got a rake and tried to help me. And even with the two of us working at it, we couldn't budge this pile. So my father said kind of to himself, let's burn them. And he told me that as we both stood there watching the smoke curl into the sky, that our relationship went with it. I'd never heard that. And as I've thought about that over the years, I think what happened is that he was embarrassed that he would ever think that an 11 or 12 year old kid could have done that by themselves. And he was incapable of sharing his emotions by saying something like, I'm sorry, I didn't realize. That would have been so great. But he just wasn't capable of that. 6 months later, he passed away due to a massive heart attack. And my mother and sister were already gone, so it was me that dealt with it. I flew across the country and I was sitting with the funeral director and I said, my father is a veteran. He receives a military funeral. The director said, I'll get right on that. A couple of days later, he called me and he said, due to problems, we can't get enough people together to do the military funeral. I was not without influence, so I made some phone calls. My father got what he deserved. I'm not sure if you've ever seen a military funeral, but the 21-gun salute, the playing of taps over a horn, and then six guys standing there, they lift the flag that's on the casket, and they fold it into a military triangle, and they give it to next of kin. And I'm crying, and the guy is walking toward me, so I stood up, and he walked past me and gave the flag to my father's attorney. Now, this wasn't a vindictive thing on my father. He would have never done that. He wasn't that kind of person. It was just a glitch in the paperwork. He got the flag. I didn't. And it almost seems apropos to a degree that that would have been the case. Luther, I have always loved you and cared deeply for you. And I pale in comparison to the many great things that you did. But I do want you to know that I have always had you in my heart, regardless of the broken relationship that we experienced. I think of you often, and I appreciate what it is that you gave me. My sense of humor came from you. My work ethic came from you. And the inheritance that I got, and I never had a chance, obviously, to tell you this, but the inheritance that I got sent all of your kids to college. You paid for your grandkids' college degree. That was you. I also have parented my kids in many ways, things that I learned from you. So on this Father's Day, please know that I'm with you and that I love you, and rest in peace.